Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This one has been getting a lot of run lately. I like this.
It's because of what's going on at the station. I mean,
what's going on?
Sometimes you got to ask the question. Once a day, I'm listening to WIP, and I'm like, what is going on around here? Often it's overnights, yeah. Evenings, but sometimes it's the day parts.
I mean, who do we blame for this?
Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership.
Someone's got to be in charge. I don't even know where we start. I guess we go chronological order, and we'll get back to your phone calls. 215-592.
So we start with the morning show.
Not necessarily.
No. Yesterday afternoon, and then something crazy happened this morning.
Okay.
So we'll go in order of when it happened. All right, so we'll get back to your calls and your guesses for Hughes Clues. Hughes in vacation mode. Forgive him. Okay. His mind's on his road trip.
I'm trying to get these tickets. It's sold out. The Seersuckers and Sundress is sold out, so I'm trying to get tickets.
So you didn't put any thought to bringing Skip, your neighbor, with you?
He would love to go.
No, the people.
He might follow you there anyway.
I forgot where the YouTube people saw. But y'all should have saw the face I just gave Kyle. Hells
you
no.
You were about to give me a bleep out of here.
I'm like, man, he ain't come with me. I ain't that friendly, man.
I mean, he might be coming with you just without your knowledge.
Nah, he ain't going to find me.
Well, either way, maybe Skip could go see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra at Wildwood High School on Baker Avenue on Friday, July 11th, and the Ocean City Music Pier on Saturday, July 12th. The story of Philly sports with music. Get tickets at joeconklin.com, joeconklin.com. Okay, back to all your phone calls, your guests for Hughes Clues, Eagles, Trey Turner, all that. And the Saquon thing, which really surprised me, him saying, yeah, it could be a year or two from now, I'm just going to hang him up. But we got to talk about what's going on around here. So first, you know, we've been talking for months. It's been months, hasn't it, between the idea of this Joe DeCamera versus Jack Fritz athletic competition.
And they're promoting it now on the station.
I heard that. It made it sound pretty good. Unfortunately, it sounds like not everyone is ready to hold up their end of the bargain. So yesterday, well, let's hear it. On the afternoon show, it sounds like the baseball aspect of the competition is a no-go anymore. Let's hear
it. But the number one thing that I need to get out in front of, and this is, I say this with the utmost disappointment, and I know people think I'm soft. I don't really like being labeled soft. I don't think I'm soft. But I am not pitching to Joe DeCamera. I can't throw anymore. Like, I threw a football yesterday, and my bicep felt like it was gonna rip off. Like, I am for bits. I like doing bits. I'm pulling out of the pitching to Joe DeCamera contest.
The only thing I could think of is the Kobe Bryant meme where he just shakes his head and says soft. I mean, this is totally soft. Also, I've seen Jack pitch before. I mean, back when Jack was producing me at night, we had a bet that he thought he could still throw 80 miles per hour. And my thought was, no, you can't. Like, you've been years removed from college. That's over. So we had a bet, and we went to Reading, and he tried to throw as fast as he could. And I think it was like 79-something miles an hour. So I won that. But does he need to throw hard to get Joe DeCamera out? Couldn't he just lob it over the plate and Joe swings and misses? I believe him that he probably his arm's not what it used to be. But I think he could still get Joe out if he just shows up. I'm disappointed.
There's a lot that that I have to unpack, because I know what I said in the meeting. I said I wasn't going to say a whole lot.
And now you heard that.
But I'm perplexed because, number one, I have questions. How hard are you throwing the ball to Lil Walker? Like, how hard are you throwing the football to your son?
Well,
where you thought it tore your, it felt like it was tearing your arm off the bone.
He described it yesterday as though Walker was a dog, literally, and he was throwing the ball across the yard, and Walker goes and gets it.
Oh, so
wait,
he was putting a little mustard on
yes,
it.
Yes, and the dog thing was direct quote from Jack.
Wait a minute, hold up. So, because listen.
Well, because he might be too young for catch yet. So maybe,
young for running that fast where he outruns your throw.
No, I think it's
like fetch.
Fetch.
You throw the ball and the dog runs and goes, gets, bring it back.
Playing fetch with
okay,
his kid.
Again. Again. Because I need somebody. See, I'm stuck on the small details.
That's how you get.
That's how I am. Okay. How far is Walker running? That you have to throw the ball that hard to Walker.
Now I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, he's describing it as though he's unloading this football.
Yes, and by the way, not only that, how hard are you throwing the little Walker? Because Walker, what, two? Three?
Well, again, I don't think he's putting
somewhere
one in his
that
chest.
Range, yeah.
No, but that's what it – but do you hear what – do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's what it sounds like he did or is trying to do.
But he did clarify and say that this is a fetch situation.
Okay.
Okay, but still.
So stop planning one in between
said,
the numbers.
Here's where I'm caught. Like, this is where – like I'm just saying. You said you threw it hard enough. Well,
yeah.
I assume because of the story that you told. That you threw it hard enough that you felt some tweaking in
yes.
your arm.
Yeah, he correct. Felt something. Yep. And he's afraid to pitch now because he doesn't want to rip it off the bone.
Yeah, I mean.
But my thing is, you just lob it over the plate. Joe's going to get himself out.
There's the other part.
Just show up.
That's the other part. Because you are a college pitcher. And I would be willing to bet that you still know how to paint a little bit.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like you know more about locating the baseball than Joe DeCameron knows about hitting the baseball.
Well, so we've been led to believe.
Well, yeah, but there's probably a baseline of ability there that Joe probably can't handle.
Joe,
it's not like
exactly.
Hugh throwing the pitch. I mean, Hugh throws it, most people are going to crush it. And we saw what happened with the first pitches.
Yeah, you know what? But here's the confidence that I have. I could probably throw a pitch that Joe DeCameron can't hit.
I think most could.
You know, because Joe is still, like, he's not 4 months pregnant now. He's like two and a half. So he's coming down.
What a wonderful compliment for your coworker.
How do you go backwards in pregnancy?
Yeah, I'm just saying because he's losing weight.
He's working.
I mean,
out.
That's just a backhanded comment because that's what we do.
So wait,
we
do we give this?
We don't attack each other directly.
No,
it's always
no.
the backhanded. Yeah.
Like a lowercase g great eagle.
We don't see me and Joe have this thing. We don't attack each other directly. It's more like that side.
So do we the give tricks. The win to the camera for the event?
Well, you have to. You have to.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just.
It's a shame.
It's
a shame.
See, this is what I'm surprised at Jack.
Well,
I'm surprised he didn't workshop that story he told just a little bit better. Like, if you go tell that story.
Put a little more sauce on it?
No, we'll workshop it so it's a little bit more believable.
Or just lie. I mean,
I'm not pitching. Just say I'm not pitching.
Here's my thing.
Or do what Skip, I mean, what Skip, Spike does.
Wow, Skip's in there.
Skip? No.
Do what Spike does.
Wait until Skip hears that you were talking about him.
Just lie and say... You know, your back hurt.
Skip, now we're getting
Skip's
messy in here.
Skip's going to be all over that.
Now we're getting messy.
He's thinking about
it. No, I'm just being messy because I'm leaving.
You said this morning you weren't going to participate in this segment.
Yeah, I know.
You couldn't
but
resist.
But you didn't know.
I know you.
What it is.
I know you. You couldn't resist.
Most of the times when we talk about this stuff, I'll tell you, don't tell me the story because I want to react to it naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But when you told me that, It don't fit. The math ain't math.
We got TMZ Douglas over here, man.
No.
He's getting involved in all the gossip.
Well, earlier he made up a whole story about the Eagles. Yeah. I mean, just lying.
But Kyle, the math ain't mathing. Mm-hmm. You throwing the little – see, this is the thing. We know how old Lil Walker is. Lil Walker's still in diapers. He ain't running slants and nine routes. He ain't running go routes. And you're talking about you threw it that hard that it hurt?
I see where the dots aren't connecting in your head. My whole thing is – I don't know why anyone would be surprised at this. Like, my whole thing, when we did this, I might have been one of the old, like, the few people at the station that said, don't sleep on DeCameron in this competition. And it has nothing to do with how great DeCameron is or athletic DeCameron
well,
is.
Well, obviously not.
It's about Jack not having any dog in him whatsoever. None. I mean, that was obvious from the jump. Now, the one thing I will add there's still plenty of time between now and the competition. The camera's got more shenanigans in him. This is not the end of the shenanigans.
He's definitely going he gonna milk this one.
I mean, there's going to be an issue that the camera has with something that they're doing, too.
Of course there is. So, have you heard Beat the Hammer? I mean, there's an issue with the way James speaks.
Yes. So yeah. This is just the beginning.
Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, you got two people that are going to try to, you know, finagle their way through this thing. Yeah. I'm disappointed because if you were betting on Jack in this, which I was, baseball was the one area that I gave Joe no shot. Yeah. And now it's a free win for Joe.
I was not betting on Jack.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
This makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, you should. This is, I mean, the odds have shifted
They're
here.
Moving, yep.
Totally. All right. So that was the one thing, like what's going on around here. Second was this morning. So we had a discussion, Hugh, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you rooting for, Knicks or Celtics? Right. Mm-hmm. We had that back and forth. And Kyle was very upset. And I was rooting for the Knicks in that series because I like those guys. But I did say, and I think fairly, like there was a line to how far I'd root for the Knicks because I didn't want the Celtics to win again.
Mm-hmm.
Like Knicks, Celtics, sure, I'll pull for Brunson. I like him. I'll pull for Hart. But I didn't want the Knicks to win the title. I wasn't hoping for that. And when the Pacers series started, I thought it was funny when they choked game one. Joe DeCamera, on the other hand, and I believe John Ritchie was with him. Well, just listen. It sounded like they were rooting for the Nova Knicks to win the whole darn thing.
It's tough. It's tough. I wish the Knicks actually would have made the finals.
I would have rooted for them.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I can't all believe
Nova
I feel.
I wish they did so I could hate
like
watch.
I've lost something.
I was all
it's
in.
What
Pacers.
Are you guys doing?
Really?
I don't want it. James, it's the Nova Knicks. I'm
you
a Villanova
and the Mets.
Fan.
No. They're the Knicks. No. You do this, the Mets, the Knicks. Like, it's weak.
No, the Knicks.
You want to talk about weak? You're ripping grits all day. Rooting for New York teams.
I like the Knicks.
That is worse.
Yeah, that is way worse. Oh, my God. It's uncomparable.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I love the reaction from the panel around them. Maria's like, what are we doing?
He deserved that.
Dan's like, I wanted to hate them.
No, I like Dan with the hate watch.
James like, oh, yuck.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Well, it is a lot, because he wanted them to win the title.
That's as Joe Buck would describe, a disgusting act. You can't do that.
What does that entail? Like, I'm curious.
Rooting?
Yeah, what does that entail? What are you doing? Like, are you...
I don't know if it's sitting there going, yeah, every time they hit a basket.
I don't know. Joe likes Nova.
I know.
I could see that.
But it all depends on who hits the basket. When they become pros, this is how it works.
Well, that's a good point Hugh just made. He said it depends on who hits the baskets. Like, do you think when he's watching the Knicks, it's like
specifically rooting for Brunson,
Hart, and Bridges, or it's like Towns? Like, he hits a shot, you're still rooting for him? What's he? He's a Kentucky guy.
That feels difficult, though.
It does feel difficult. It's basketball. They all touch the ball. It feels it's sad, actually.
You just shot up like a little kid that got it.
You okay?
Yeah.
What happened?
Got them tickets.
You got tickets?
I got tickets.
You going?
Oh, yeah.
Sundress season has officially begun. All right. Well, if you stop back on Monday, we know we were lost.
I don't know why this is only a thing with Villanova and basketball that they don't lose the Knicks or the Nova thing after they become pros. Like, if you were a Penn State fan and an Eagles fan and Micah Parsons becomes a Cowboy, you're not rooting for Micah Parsons, are you? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a Penn State guy.
No, you know what?
But you better
I would say this.
It's a fair comparison.
If you were a Micah Parsons fan in college and you're an Eagles fan, you probably, this is how they probably split it. Probably root for Micah to have a pretty decent game, but don't win the game.
You don't hate him, but don't root for him to win.
Yeah.
But this is not. This is more than that, though. This is
like outright rooting for them to win.
I think I'd look at you sideways if you were rooting for Parsons to have a good game individually on the Cowboys.
Well, it could happen. It could happen. Like, he could have a sack.
Yeah,
I'm not rooting for him to go off.
Right.
You know what? I couldn't root for Knicks fans because they don't know how to act. Well,
they don't know how to act.
Well, so
they were beating that guy up in the Halliburton jersey. Jumped him in the streets.
It's crazy.
They hit him with
trash,
they're
disgusting.
Yeah,
I think we could ask some of Chris Middletown, he calls the show, leads off every day.
Of course, yeah.
Penn State guy that had Barkley on the Giants for years, Parsons on the Cowboys, like, I think he's a pretty good sounding
board.
That's
who I was channeling. I think Chris probably rooted for them to do well.
But I don't think he was a Barkley guy when he was with the Giants. I mean, he better not.
Is there an extra element, though?
Because I would venture to say yes. I would say he was, but he wasn't. He wanted him to do well, but he didn't want him to win.
Is Brian Dawkins rooting for any Clemson guys on the Cowboys?
Does it add probably? Does it add to it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Does it add to it because there's a group?
Not on
of
game
them?
Day, though.
No. Well, that's there,
not
there
on
we
game.
Go. I
mean, not on game day. Not that we. No, not on game.
Well, that's
him,
what this whole thing is.
Do we give him a pass because there's a group of them? Right. It's not like the Parsons thing. Mm-mm. It's a good comp, but it's an individual. Right.
It doesn't get a pass. It's the Knicks.
I just want to ask. I knew you were going to say. I knew you were going to get mad about it. I'm trying to.
No, Kyle.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Rooting for them to win the whole thing is silly. I mean, like they're
it's
not
disgusting.
They're not at Villanova anymore. In fact, they haven't been there. Wasn't the title in 16 and then 18?
Yes.
That's a long time ago.
I know it was.
We're almost on a decade from the first title. A decade. Not yesterday.
You got to convince Kyle.
I would almost take more pride in the fact that they could win a championship for my city and not the Knicks.
Well, they should. Some of them at least should
be.
We
got you.
Yeah, right.
No, I mean like.
They won here,
like,
but
you
not
got
there.
Us
yeah,
championships
got
for Villanova.
Yeah.
Thank you. And now screw you while you're with the Knicks. I think it works out perfectly.
Yeah, I guess for me, the weird part is finding joy in it. Because to me, it hurts. Like, watching the Knicks succeed, because those guys should have been here. At least one or two or three, or all three of them should have been here. I mean, they literally drafted Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
They did, and they traded him away.
So what's more egregious? Fritz bowing out of the baseball part of the competition,
ooh,
or DeCamera rooting for the Knicks?
Well, I was going to say I was going to say Joe's is less surprising. I don't know what I don't know if that
yeah,
is answering your question.
I was saying.
I don't even
surprised
know
that he would do that.
I think Jack's is less surprising.
Jack is surprising to me.
No.
No, it's you know why it's surprising to me?
I'm not surprised at all Joe did that, though. This is what Joe does.
You know why it's surprising to me? Because, I mean, y'all missing the bigger picture. He lied on Walker, man. He lied on the little fella.
What do you mean?
He told him talking about he ran and he threw the ball too far.
Oh,
for
he kind of blamed the kid.
He blamed the kid. He scapegoated Walker, dog. Walker,
right.
And you know the unfortunate thing about it, little Walt can't even defend himself.
He can't, not yet. Gut check time. Is Jack's arm hurt or is he afraid of giving up a hit to the camera?
You're afraid of giving up a hit.
Oh,
he's afraid of giving. I don't think Jack's arm is hurt.
Oh, that's so bad.
And I've never seen Jack pitch, but I would venture to say that Jack is a good enough pitcher.
He could get Joe out.
That he could get Joe out.
Yeah, of course.
I would venture to say. Let's just do this, everybody that's listening to this show, because we're going to do this. We're going to do this. If you're driving, don't do this. But close your eyes and picture Joe DeCamera swinging at a baseball. Mm-hmm. What does that look like to you? I would almost guarantee you that looks like a little 12-year-old girl swinging at a baseball.
I was thinking, like, when he really gets in a slump, Castellanos swinging the pitch 3 feet outside.
Yes.
But worse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, Joe is not, first of all, I don't think Joe has the hand-eye coordination to, even if he could see it, to put the bat on the ball. Like, seriously.
Yet he now wins.
By default.
He wins by default.
And Lil Walker get his little name disparaged, and he can't even speak.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. He
put Lil Walker out there, man, like he hurt his dad.
All right. This segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, you hear a squealer grinding. Take your car to locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you at Meineke.com. Hugh, before we get back to the phones, though, we need the fourth clue.
We need the fourth clue. Nobody got it already?
Well, you've been here the whole time. You don't know.
Man, listen. I got so much going on over here, Joe. You don't even know. The fourth clue. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Brian Dawkins.
All right. Roll through them all. Let's let everyone hear them all at once.
This is a city on my road trip that I'm going to, going to go through.
Okay.
If you watched yesterday's show, you got a clue about what this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a college town.
And?
Brian Dawkins.
I mean, the clues are right there for you. All right. What city is she talking about? Harry is up on WIP. Hey, Harry.
Don't disappoint, Harry.
Hello.
What's up, Harry?
I was calling about the Penn State Eagles rule.
Yeah, what do you think?
I created a rule a few years ago called the Kerry Collins rule.
Okay.
When he got drafted to the Giants.
Right.
I put a pause on anything he did till he left the Giants.
So when he was a Panther or a Raider or a Titan.
I actually got his jersey when he went to be a Panther.
Yeah, he got the Panthers to the title game in 96 too. But that was all right. So
when he was with the Giants, a pause till he left our division.
That's not a bad idea. It lets you keep the like of the player,
but you
got to pause it while he's there.
Same with Michael Parsons right now. If Parsons went somewhere else, I'd be a Parsons fan again.
Hmm. I think this is actually a logical way to do things.
Not bad.
Yeah, so the Nova Knicks thing, you like you in theory you can like those guys, but not while they're Knicks.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right, makes sense to me, Harry. All right, what do you got? What's your guess for Hugh's clues? What town is he talking about?
I didn't hear all the clues. Raleigh, North Carolina?
Well, you're in the range, but it's not it. We appreciate it. Hugh, someone's got to get this. I mean, you basically gave it away there.
Bruh.
Last clue.
In fairness to Harry, I think he called in spontaneously as he just heard that segment.
Understood.
In fairness to Harry.
He just wanted to rip
the
camera.
I wanted to be fair to Harry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a spontaneous let's rip the camera call.
As someone who's not always fair.
I think he deserves.
I'm surprised. Because, I was about to let him have it.
Well, what does it tell you?
We let enough people have it this segment.
I just shoot it straight all the time.
Chavis in Coatesville. What's up?
Hey, Hugh.
What's up, man?
You played with my cousin.
Who is that?
Corey
Chavis. Yeah. No, he played in Minnesota.
The safety?
Yeah, but you played against him, didn't you?
Yeah, but he played in Minnesota. I didn't play with him, but he was my draft class.
He was at Arizona and Minnesota.
Yeah, I remember from Minnesota.
Defensive back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good player.
That's my family.
Okay.
Listen, your clue, I know what it is. But I'm going to give it to you, but you get a ticket to somebody that wants to see that. I'm not an Eagle fan, all right?
Okay, well, don't guess then. We'll give it to the next person.
No, I want to guess because I know it's Columbus, South Carolina.
That's a good guess.
But you're wrong.
But you're wrong.
You're wrong, Chavis.
Oh, boy. You said Brian Dawkins.
Well, he did. He did say that.
Well, that's when Brian Dawkins went to Clemson.
He did.
I mean, why would you let him hang on? And
well, that's on me.
Well, anyway.
That's on me.
Like,
y'all lying.
Nobody's lying.
Ain't nobody lying.
Chavis, appreciate
it. Okay, not okay. Anyway, hey, listen, about your Eagles defense, I can't see them being in the top 10.
It might be just
between 12 and 13, somewhere around there. You lost too many people.
I'm still stuck on your guess, to be honest.
Yeah, but I am a bacon man, too.
It was a disaster.
It was bad.
Good job. Good job.
See you, Javis. Have a good one, buddy.
Yes.
You, we're from Aiken, South Carolina, so we eat bacon.
I like bacon.
All right. With that, we'll just put this on me. Here's what we're going to do. All right?
It was entirely on you. I mean, once he gave an answer,
I should
just let him riff about it.
I thought he was going to make his regular point, and then he just kept going on about the clue that he...
Yeah.
That's on me. I should have hung up on Chapis. I apologize to everyone for not hanging up on the call. We will give away the prize in a minute.
Well, if you're paying attention, come and get it.
Yeah, I mean...
come and get it.
So I think there is... I noticed something, though. I don't believe people think the city that is the answer is an actual city.
It is, because before we do these things, we make sure that we do what we do.
So I still think someone can answer it because this word has been said before on the show today. The bottom line is the place that is actually the answer is a city. It's not just an educational place. It's a city.
It's adjacent to the educational place.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because we vetted this before we actually did it.
We tried. Joe in Burlington is up. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Joe. What's up?
I don't think we're going to make a step back.
Okay.
Only because last year we started 7 rookies. And look where it got us. Yes.
7? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they started 7 rookies.
It's the
We lost a lot of players.
But who were really were the 7 rookies, Joe? Quinion and Cooper.
On the whole team.
I think so.
They started 7 rookies.
No, I think there were 7 new starters, but they weren't NFL rookies. There were 2 rookies that started. Yeah, 2.
Okay, then I'm talking about the 7 new starters.
Yeah, they had a turnover, certainly. Yep.
Yes. So, the ones we lost on defense, yes, they were good, but they are replaceable.
Well, there's no question. I mean, most players in the NFL, Joe, I would agree, are replaceable, right? Like, most guys aren't like, oh, no, we lost that guy, it's over. They can replace Josh Sweat. They can replace Milton Williams. They can replace Slay. It's just, for me, it's the breadth of how many they have to try to replace that were good and contributors in just one offseason. Joe, you have a guess first. Do you know the answer, the actual answer?
I think so.
What is it?
I'm going to go with Clemson.
You got it. Yes, Joe.
100%.
Good job, Joe.
How'd you figure that out?
No, Joe was attuned to the clues all day long.
As soon as you said Brian Dawkins, I knew Clemson, and my daughter-in-law worked there.
Oh, there we go. Joe, you got it, man. You're headed to see a celebration of the Eagles at the Mann Center.
It's called Clemson City, South Carolina.
Okay.
And Clemson City is in Pickens and Anderson counties in the U.S. state of South Carolina. Clemson is adjacent to Clemson University.
Yes, and Clemson University is actually in the other town that was mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the school is not literally in Clemson, but Clemson City is a city.
Yes.
And he was going to drive through there on his way to Georgia. All right, coming up, we'll hear from you people who are clearly in Hoosehead, as Dr. Carr pointed out. Phone calls to finish up the show as well. 215-592-9494. And Jeff Hoffman, interesting. You know, the Phillies were playing him this week. Obviously, didn't pitch last night because the Blue Jays were down. But Hoffman's the closer for the Blue Jays. We didn't bring him back. His perception of what happened in free agency, a little different than the Phillies' account of it all. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give your pops the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody. And there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. Tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like a king of the cookout. But here's the kicker. Don't make Dad cook the pork loins. Don't make him do that. Do it yourself. They got Tuscan herb. They got honey garlic, teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from that Dad will have his choice from that. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You like this song, Hugh?
I was just sitting there trying to debate whether I like it or not. It's taking a while to get there, though, ain't it? Nah.
No? I like that song. All right, you know, to teach their own. Hugh about to hit on the road for his road trip down to Atlanta, going through Clemson City, which was the answer to Hugh's question.
Clemson, because you see the signs when you get close to Clemson.
So ballpark, and how many hours in Buc-ee's?
Probably two.
Two.
This is going to be a leisurely trip.
Yeah, I know. I could tell.
No,
yeah.
It's going to be a leisurely trip.
You got the sundress event you're going to? You just got tickets?
I just got tickets. I hit up some of my frat brothers down here. They give me the rundown of the weekend. So it's a whole weekend thing. It's the prequel. It's the sundress and seersucker dress rehearsal.
What's that mean?
On Friday. It says original sundress seersucker. So we got a rehearsal.
You're going to wear a sundress?
I'm going to wear a seersucker, though. Here's the kicker, Kyle. Making all these plans now. Got this seersucker at the crib right now.
Yeah.
Ain't put it on a couple years. Now, if it don't fit, then we going to have to, we probably.
Pivot?
We got to do a hard pivot.
Change those plans real quick.
So wait a minute. That's why I'm over here. I'm a little confused. I'm trying to workshop it in my head. If I get, I could get to Atlanta. I will make it to Atlanta. I would say at the latest about 10 or 11 o'clock. Mm. So then I have to figure out if I have to go to the men's warehouse, can I get a suit that's cut up and ready to go by Friday? Now that might be the tough part.
Yeah, you got a lot of big plans.
Yeah, that might be the tough part. Yeah. So we hoping and praying that shredding season has put us in a position where we could get this seersucker suit on. Because like I said, you know, every guy that's been through this. You have a suit. Like say you have your tuxedo, the suit you got married in.
Yeah.
And every now and then you go in the closet and see if you can wear it. Now I have some other suits that I know I can wear. But I need to be able to get in that seersucker, Joe, because it's Georgia. I gotta be able to get in the seersucker.
You know, I'm imagining you really like it's tight, and you're trying to get in the seersucker, and your voice sounds like you did when you said Trey Hendrickson.
I like how you timed that up, though.
I can hear it. Like you stuff yourself in the suit, and you just sound.
He's
like
a good player.
Yeah, 17 like and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Hey, listen, I'm sitting here like, damn, am I gonna be able to get in the suit? Because it's been a while. But I think I can. I'll let y'all know. We'll know. We'll figure it out.
I ran into a neighbor the other day, and he said something about – I think he said something like, does Hugh always say Trey Hendrickson like that? And I said, no, we just set it up so we could use the cut.
All the time.
We just work Trey Hendrickson into the conversation just so we can hear it. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Hey, y'all missed it. I almost had another one today.
Really?
I had to catch myself.
Yeah? All right. Before we go back to the phones and check in at you people, by the way, we have a caller up who says Hugh needs to apologize.
For what?
Well, I'm excited for this. But first,
I get hostile.
The Phillies may have to apologize for lying to us about the way they pursue Jeff Hoffman. So the Phillies are playing the Blue Jays this week, right? Hoffman on the Blue Jays now. And Dave Dombrowski was quoted as saying that they tried to sign Hoffman very aggressively. Well, Jeff Hoffman gave his side of the story yesterday. He didn't see it that way. So he said their pursuit was, quote, pretty light. And he said that he and his agent asked a couple different times during last season, like while he was here, about signing an extension. Like he wanted to stay. The agent approached the Phillies with the idea of Jeff Hoffman wanting to stay. And he said, quote, it just wasn't something they were willing to do. So if I had to believe one side, I believe his. I believe his. They didn't really want him back.
Yeah, I believe that too. It's just unfortunate that organization, like, there's going to be no backlash for the Phillies with this.
No.
It's just unfortunate that teams feel the need to lie to people or lie about certain things like that. It's unfortunate.
Well, there's plausible deniability. They could say we tried.
But most time people believe the player as opposed to the organization, because this is kind of like, you know, status quo for the way that they operate. Say, well, we tried to sign him.
Sure.
But not really. Like, you probably went out there and you offered him a contract knowing that he probably wouldn't take it.
Yeah, I agree. Also, I don't know why he would lie about it. Like, this is the way he feels. It was a pretty light pursuit. And again, if he's saying that him and his agent tried to get a deal done last season and they didn't want to, I think he's probably being accurate on this. Now, to be fair, we brought this up about a month ago because he was pitching well in April. He's not pitched well since. He has struggled. So you look at the numbers for he and Jordan Romano this season. They're both not very good. I'd still rather have Hoffman, but he's not dominating the way he was in April, so it doesn't feel as big of a deal as it did early in the season when the bullpen was struggling. All right, let's get back to the phone. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley wants you to apologize, Hugh, and I don't even know what he's talking about, but I agree with him. Ziggy, what's up?
Dallas sucks.
Agreed, Ziggy.
All right, listen, Hugh, I love you, bro. Listen, you liken Joe DeCamry's baseball acumen
to
12-year-old girl playing baseball. Let me tell you, bro, we got some 12, 13, 14-year-old girls up here at the Southern Lehigh that can flash leather and barrel up a ball, okay? Joe DeCamry is not that good.
Well, so, it wasn't meant to disrespect all the girls that were playing. I guess I should have set it up a little bit better. Because the context I was trying to use, I wasn't, like, disparaging young ladies that play baseball. I was saying some 12-year-old girl that's just out there trying to hack, at, like, that has no skill set in the game just yet.
You called him DeCamry, by the way, Ziggy?
Yeah, he did.
Exactly.
Joe Camerata.
Oh, yeah, no disrespect. Like, listen, there was a young lady that was a fast pitcher. Mm-hmm. She ate Ike's lunch.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She crushed him.
We got video of this on YouTube?
I think
anywhere?
It was fast pitch. I think it is. Oh. There's some video.
Hold on a second.
She crushed. Like, so I didn't mean it. When I said it, it was on the heels of me talking about. Yeah, no, but I got you, Ziggy. But I want to make sure, because we're all inclusive. I don't want to make anybody mad.
Right.
This is on the heels of me talking about Jack throwing his 3-year-old son under the bus.
I know. I can't believe it. Like, come on, dude. I'm like 67. I throw with my 14-year-old daughter. Like, we throw a hardball. You know.
Yeah, he threw Walker under the bus, man. Because Walker can't defend himself.
So listen, Joe. I said I was going to call you in 2 months and talk about Alec Bohm, but it's been 3 months. Okay, you know, I kind of needed. They needed another week or two, and this whole Bryce Harper thing. So look, Joe, he's turning into that hitter that I said he was. Like. Everybody just has to hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all. They exploded last night. They needed that. And they got to do that every night. They got to get on base, steal bases, play a little small ball. You know, they're going to be fine. Don't worry about them. The bullpen's going to be okay. Don't worry.
They'll probably be fine. But I don't understand the Bohm thing. He was better in May, Ziggy. But overall, he's having not a good season.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping for him to be better than what he is right now, but I think he's coming into it now. It seems to be he's more relaxed. You know, they just moved him up in the lineup again, but I guess part of that was because
Bryce. Yeah.
But now he was up in the lineup last night, too. Wasn't he five? Wasn't he in the five hole last night?
So I think he was six. So it went Stott, Turner, Bryce, Schwarber, Castellanos. Yeah, yeah.
Right, because J.
JT's down in the eight hole,
yeah,
right?
Which he has to be because JT's really struggled this season.
Yeah. And listen, I love Vic Fangio, okay? Remember how last year during training camp, or before training camp, they're going, hey, you know, Vic, how are these guys going to practice? He's like, they're going to practice, man. They're going to put pads on. They're going to hit. And they're going to do the same thing this year. Like, mm-hmm. They're going to be ready to play. And he knows the spots that he needs to fill. He knows he has a couple of players that are going to step up. You know, you never know about any of this, but overall, we're going to be just fine. I just wish, you know, like Brett and Joe DeCamry and even you and a couple other of your coworkers just come out and say the words. I don't like Jalen Hurts.
I do like Jalen Hurts. I can't say that because it's not true.
I've never heard so many ridiculous stats and such deep diving stats and just ridiculous points. As far as I'm concerned, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and they didn't win a Super Bowl yet. They don't have an MVP Super Bowl trophy, so there's no way. I know. Oh, they throw.
Ziggy, hold on. See, this is why you lose me. Ziggy, you're losing me on this. I like Jalen Hurts. If I think he's the fifth or sixth best quarterback in football, that doesn't mean I hate Jalen Hurts. That's a really good bar to be at. Also, your point of the Super Bowl MVP thing, Ziggy, if I put you back in time, there's no way in the world 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you thought Eli Manning was better than Drew Brees or Eli Manning was better than Aaron Rodgers. You didn't believe that, Ziggy.
Listen, let me put it into context in a different way.
Because you didn't.
The night they drafted Jalen Hurts, I was so pissed off at Howie Roseman because that was the most ridiculous draft I've ever seen by the Eagles.
Well, it was a great draft.
So I've gone from that to having an on-field jersey, a Jalen jersey. And it's because of his demeanor. Like, okay, the stats are pretty. It looks great, yada, yada. But guess what? Everybody says Tom Brady's the GOAT. Why? Because he has the trophies.
But also, he also had the stats, Ziggy. Ziggy, eventually,
never winning a football game.
Ziggy, he actually threw for 50 touchdowns and won MVPs. I mean, like he wasn't a game manager talker. Ziggy, I love you. We'll continue the conversation soon. By the way, was able to dig up the video of Ike Reese.
Yeah, he did. All right, he did. Like I thought it was something different.
That was a big swing and a miss.
Yeah, the first one was, but he connected. He connected.
Yeah, Ike Reese playing softball. This is from a while ago, 2012. So that was a big hack and a lot of whiff on that one. All right, let's grab Ryan, and then we have to check in with you people today. Ryan is up on WIP. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Joe. Hi, Hugh. How are you doing?
What's
hey, Ryan.
On,
cool. So when it comes to our defense, I mean, I think we'll take that step back for the first week or so. But you got to think about it. This is the second year of the Fangio scheme. Everyone on this team just got into the scheme last year. So I don't expect them to be taking that much of a step back. I actually think we're going to have a top five defense by the bye week, maybe even top three.
Wow. If they're a top five or top three defense, Ryan, then you know we should start thinking again about being in the Super Bowl because the offense
offense should be a lot better.
Yeah, it should be a top five-ish offense. You combine those two things, we're going to be the best team in football again.
I mean, in my mind, I haven't seen anything that says that we're not a Super Bowl contender yet. So why not think that?
Well, no, I think they're a contender for sure. There are. I mean, they're one of the contenders. It's a question of are they still that far above the rest of the league the way they were last year. Ryan, we'll figure it out and we'll find out as time goes on. You know, speaking of the Fangio thing quick, and then we'll check in with you people. You know, if you go through Fangio's career, he's a great coordinator, right? He's put together an incredible resume, and last year he won his first Super Bowl. His defenses do fluctuate. It's not like it's top five
year. As consistent as you would like them to be.
It's not. Yeah. And look, I don't have all the details on what happened with the 97 Panthers. I mean, teams change, players change. It's not just like you put Vic Fangio in, though, and you're guaranteed top 10. He's had some years of 14s and 15s and 20s. It's it's a long resume with a lot in there. All right, can we check in with you people today? What are they up to?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Fellas, it's a rare day today, says one YouTuber. Hugh Douglas is right.
Those days are so few and far between, we got to highlight them.
Yeah. also, like, they smell blood now that Hugh has mentioned that they're in his head. He wakes up.
I knew it. You shouldn't have said that to them.
So somebody goes, how are we going to get into Hugh's head today?
I'm okay with that. I mean, they're thinking, you got to be creative.
Well, I'm sure now they probably believe that these days off the next couple of days were not scheduled. Hugh's just running from them for a couple of days.
Is that what they
Long mean? Weekend.
Now, Dr. Karp brought this up, but you people agreed. We scared Hugh into a more tame shirt today.
That's true.
No,
you said you were going to wear the other golf shirt.
No, because when I found out about this event, I might wear my shirt to the event. Oh, with my Sears
okay.
So I'm just trying to, I'm trying to.
Well, you're saving the nice clothes for when you're not with us?
You know how it is, Joe.
Wow.
You know how it is. You lay your fit up like, ooh, I'm going to kill him with this. I'm going to kill him with this one.
So you put on the old rags for you people, and he's saving the nice clothes for his fancy friends.
Let me tell you, if this Searsucker fit, with that Hawaii, that nice little orange Hawaiian shirt, ooh, I'm going to kill him with that one.
Now, they did have a few comments about the shirt. Mm-hmm. Somebody said you look like a Microsoft Word art painting.
That's okay. That works. All right.
Goth Douglas.
Goth.
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 Goth. Goth. Goth. Not goth.
Yeah, goth. Like the black lipstick and all that.
Yeah, goth. Yeah.
And Hot Topic Hugh.
Hot Topic. That wasn't funny.
I kind of like it. That wasn't bad.
I liked it.
It's a bracket possibility for next fall, next spring.
We'll get to more on you guys in just a second, but I did need to throw this in just because it was a big part of the conversation today, and I think this is a good one. Jack Quits.
Wow. Oh, Jack Quits. That's
tough.
Is that his nickname? Instead of Jack Fritz, Jack Quits.
Some are saying.
Don't let Spike get a hold of that.
Yeah, he might use it. Yeah, it's good.
And people, it was been repeated a lot in the chat.
Is it Quits with a Z or Quits with an S?
Yeah, with a Z.
Oh,
yeah,
Jack Quits.
It's been catching on, yeah.
I kind of like it.
Yep. All that talking just for Hugh to make no sense.
That should be the tagline. The WIP Midday Show. All that talking just to make no sense.
I made sense. It just probably went over your head.
Yep. This one just entirely out of context. You're getting on my last nerve, Hugh. Last nerve.
You really riled them up today.
They'll be back
I thought they'd be more mad at me today.
Well, they are.
Oh,
we'll get to you.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
He said, wait a minute.
Never mind.
There's more.
Okay. Yep. Just as an aside, you look like a professor from Harry Potter.
Me?
Today? Yeah, that's what we got.
Is it the color of the
shirt? I guess it's the glasses. I don't know. Yeah, it's just, you know.
Okay. All right.
I could see it. And maybe the wand waving.
Oh, yeah. Maybe when Trey comes up, people think of that.
Which, speaking of, let's cut to the chase. Joe hates Trey Turner.
Why would I hate Trey Turner?
Let's cut to the chase.
You hate Trey Turner?
I don't. Why would I hate him? Seems like a decent guy. Can't play the position.
I just like the let's cut to the chase.
Let's just cut the crap. Cut the crap. Doesn't like the guy.
Yep. Okay. Patiently waiting for Joe's apology to Trey Turner today.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Keep on waiting.
I said October. If he has a great October and they win the World Series, I'm sorry.
Is Benedict Douglas going to slip into his Braves gear as soon as he leaves for Atlanta today?
Don't have any Braves gear. Threw all that away when I made the road trip up here.
Sure, that's what you want him to think.
I'm not about to slip.
I believe
I'm about
him
to
this.
Try to slip into this seersucker. That's about the only slipping in I'm going to do. I'm going to try to get it back.
One last thing, though. Somebody brought this up. I think they might be right. So Joe constantly sets up the cut of Hugh talking about Trey Hendrickson.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
But not the one of me.
Yeah. And people think that you're deflecting so that we don't play the one that we got of you. I think it was the same day or maybe just a few days later.
Mm-hmm. Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth any long-term deal.
That one is funny, though.
I mean, you guys are free to set it up whenever you want. Like, why would I set it up?
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Here's me looking like an idiot.
You're the setter-upper, though.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so are you people asking for more balance of the embarrassment?
We just want it to be fair.
Okay.
That when we do you on Trey.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
You just don't run into the ground.
So what am I talking about? It's Ranger?
Yeah, Ranger.
All right.
To a long-term deal.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. A long-term deal.
Just like how emphatic you guys both are.
Okay. So when Ranger comes up, or we could use that for any long-term
That's
deal.
That's right. Yeah, he's not worth it.
Yeah. That was a bad
thing. Yeah, it was bad. It was not great. Kyle, which one do you like better?
I like the Hugh one better.
I mean, if I'm being honest, that was funny.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
That was funny.
It almost sounds fake. It almost sounds like we created that.
But you know what's funny? Y'all don't know
how
many
did you
times
do that?
On a regular basis. Like, it always happens after I drink water. Like, I'll drink water and then I'll ask a question. Then, for whatever reason, yeah. it does that because it's almost done that a couple times.
It's so funny sounding. Yeah. I can't get it. For...
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. What you doing?
I need the Eagles to trade for Trey Hendrickson this season. I need it. We got to do that every day.
Oh, man.
All right, you people.
It's so good.
Thank you. We appreciate it. You people watching. You They're can watch awesome. The show every day awesome. On YouTube. All right, so as Hughes alluded to, he's got the seersucker. He's got the sundresses. He's heading down to the Black College Hall of Fame.
Black College Hall of Fame dinner, yeah. Give me some free swag. Give
All right, so we're going to have Elliot with us tomorrow, and then Broads coming up on Friday.
Broads!
So we got a lot of fun that we're going to have the next couple days with Hugh. Hugh, we got a Phillies game tonight. Phillies
oh,
and...
Wait a minute, I got my parlay.
I know. Hugh's become a real sharp, or at least... Oh, no.
I'm trying, man, because I want to hit... Sharp. See, I'm trying to hit the ones that hit hard, like with the best odds or the worst odds.
Well, they're harder to hit.
Yeah.
I think the fewer parlays you hit, the better off we all are.
No,
be
but see, because this is why I need to hit one of these when I put the $2 parlay
no.
in. And when I hit it, that y'all are upset about it. Because those are the ones I want.
So are you doing this to make money, or are you doing this
well,
to just...
Well, I'm doing it for bragging rights. Well,
yeah, bragging
you know,
rights.
So bragging
okay.
rights.
He's putting down $2. He's not doing it
well,
to make
he's,
money.
Well, but he's betting 44
That's
to 1 parlay.
That is true. Yeah,
I'm betting them so when I hit one...
Which means you're about to start losing a lot.
I'm going
to
be annoying.
Oh,
when
know.
I hit one, I'm going to be annoying.
All right, so what do we got tonight? Who's pitching on them? Who we got tonight? We got Abel. Oh, tonight's a McAbel night.
McAbel night tonight.
Jose Barrios. You got a parlay for us?
I'm working on it, Joe, because okay. I was looking at it. Okay, obviously, you know the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Know the money line. See, Bryce Harper last night, man. I should have bet on Bryce Harper last night. I didn't do that. Harper home run?
You could do it tonight.
But see, here's the problem with the parlays.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a day late and a dollar short because Trey had a nice night last night.
He did?
I'm going to stick with Schwarble.
Okay.
I think tonight is going to be Schwarble.
It's so June. We're waiting.
We are waiting.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Schwarble. I'm going to keep it Philly-centric, though.
Good.
I need somebody else.
How about some strikeouts for Abel?
Wait a minute.
He had 9 last time he was out there?
We're going pitching strikeouts?
Yeah. When we go over what's the Abel
wait a
strikeout?
All strikeouts, 3+?
Nah, you got to go 5+.
5+?
3+.
But you get, okay, -5, 90. Okay, +128. Okay, I'll take that. Okay, who else? Max Kepler home run? Max Kepler? Alec Bohm even came through for me last night.
Bohm single.
With the hit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
do a Bohm single. You got a Bohm single. Who's the home run?
The Schwarber. Home run is Schwarber.
Bohm single, Schwarber home run, Abel strikeouts. Put okay. it in, Hugh.
I'm putting it in.
Are we getting a series win?
Guarantee
yes.
it. Guarantee it.
Well, you know, I got Phillies on the money line. Yeah.
All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.